your Ali C today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and, of course, of all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. Yeah, with you on this cold, musty, cloudy, wet day here in the state of Minnesota, Wednesday, December 14th, 2011, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. For the new listeners, just a heads up, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. The conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice of pro-choicers, as they call themselves, wish to silence the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them, Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show, folks. If you'd like to be a part of today's show, please do give us a call. This is what it's about, is you weighing in and speaking to America as to what's on your heart. And what it is from your perspective as to what's taking place in your country today. That number is 1-877-807-9977. Again, 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And again, just so everybody knows, we are turning talk radio into do radio. And we're also known as the cleanup crew because we'll say what needs to be said and do what needs to get done.
Tally-ho!
I'll probably be saying this between now and then. Folks, this up-and-coming election is not about the survival of America. It is about the survival of Obama. Let me say that again. This up-and-coming election is not about the survival of Obama. It is about the survival of America. And please, forget it not. Would you like to say hello?
I would.
All right, that's good. All right, folks, if you'd like to know who we are...
I didn't say hello yet.
Oh, you didn't?
Hello.
All right, there you go. If you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to go to my personal Facebook, it's Bradley Dean. If you're normal, we'd love to have you. If you're a doer of the word, not a hearer, only deceiving yourselves, have no time, get on my Facebook. We want to go forward and win our country back, just like our forefathers did. And they believed in God, and they said, no king but King Jesus. And they established with less than 3% of America, they won our country. And they resisted the strongest military known to mankind on the globe during that period.
all of you folks that are into Facebook, you can also go right to our website. There's two things. I'm really excited about this Sons of Liberty media page because, folks, keeping up with what's going on out there is very important, but keeping up on how to apply, like Bradley said, the 3% in our country, how they applied liberty to their society, we're living in it, folks. So on the front page, the button SOL Media gives you all the current stories that are happening right now in your country, but also the way to react and respond to them as you listen to the show. Secondly, you want to become a fan on the Facebook page because daily we are posting new things, the most recent post we just put up there, and you really got to check this out. It's Netanyahu's Christmas greetings in 2011, along with Bradley's WND column and a column that was just recently written about Mr. Eric Holder and his crimes against America. Folks are being popped left and right, and it's awesome. We're in a
good
time.
Alina Kagan's in the mix, as you brought up before the show.
Yep, Miss Alina Kagan is actually being found out to be a liar under her oath because of a lot of the privacy acts have been lifted now, so folks have more access, such as media, like CNS News, and those folks really do a great job of digging in. They're hound dogs. And finding different briefs where Alina Kagan said that, yes, she was very involved in cases when she was a part of the Justice Department, in cases that had everything to do with Obamacare and her opinions written about them.
Mm-hmm.
So now what it's coming down to is Mr. Holder, who's also in the mix of this, these folks, they sting together, or stick together.
Yeah.
No, they stink together,
yes,
too.
Yes, they do. They smell like rotten skunks.
That's exactly right. Testifying before a committee last week, Mr. General Attorney General Holder could not cite a legal privilege to justify his department's, listen to this, refusal to comply with congressional oversight requests. He's telling his bosses, the people.
You, America.
In Congress, your representatives, and you. I don't have a reason why, but I'm just not going to give you the information
you're
looking for, even though his job is to protect us legally.
Wait a second. Let's rewind a little bit. ISSA is going after this crazy business, and he's saying, if you don't cough him up, this is contempt.
That's right.
Yeah.
Contempt. And so what happens? What's the penalty of contempt? The word impeachment has already been brought up in these hearings with Mr. Holder, and the word impeachment is going to be brought up once all of these things start to surface and these legal accusations don't turn from accusations but fact and convictions. You're going to see Miss Alina Kagan up for impeachment as well. And as these, the more they harden themselves and the more they give you the finger, per se, because
that's exactly what they're doing,
the more they do that, the more incriminating of themselves they're going to be when you deal with them, folks. And I'm seeing people right now throughout this country saying, yeah, I'm ready to deal with them.
Mm-hmm.
And once they're dealt with, folks, that's going to put fear and terror in the rest of the crooks, and we're going to start to clean house.
And what happens if you don't deal with corruption in government?
It substantiates, and they become more corrupted, and tyranny results.
They become more emboldened, and they commit another act of violence towards that Constitution that we all hold near and dear to us. Folks, the word contempt means the act of despising. So they despise the truth. They despise the laws that they themselves swore an oath to uphold. They despise the Constitution. They despise the God of heaven. And they despise the fact that we the people, that they have to answer to we the people. See, they forgot that they work for us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem here. And when you begin to see that, again, what happens? They don't know how to respond. They ask for a break and they come back with another lie because they've just been told by the little puppet masters, you know, just say this or say that. Well, ISSA is not allowing him to do that. He's going right for the throat. And he's holding his feet to the fire because the American people are dependent upon truth to prevail in this situation. And what happens when truth prevails? Justice is established and we have a free reign of liberty within our land.
Yes.
And what we're looking for is the magnification of the laws that the military died to magnify. And if we can do that together, we can win the day and get proper government back in place, and we can have our country back. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Going to come back with a story about George Washington. Pretty divine, pretty incredible.
Hello, I'm Ted Baer, publisher of MovieGuide.org. This week at the movies, we have a movie called War Horse, which has actually got a lot of positive Christian content, beautifully done, but just not as strong as Spielberg's other movie coming out at the same time, The Adventures of Tintin. We Bought a Zoo is boring, not well done. The Devil is just offensive in every respect. Outrage is offensive. Rampart is offensive. There is a video called 180 that's absolutely excellent, so go to the movieguide.org site to find out about that. A couple of TV movies, including Vietnam and HD, Faith Like Potatoes, Game of Your Life, that are absolutely excellent. For more MediaWise information to help you make good selections for family viewing at the theater or at home, please visit movieguide.org. That's www.movieguide.org.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts? A gift that could truly make a difference. Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival. Your survival.
The Sons of Liberty. Again, folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. We know that we're broadcast live from a lot of radio stations from coast to coast. And again, folks, we want you to call in. This is your radio show, voice what's on your heart, weigh in, throw it out on the table, and that's what starts the debates.
That's right.
Public. And really what we want is debate, but in truth, folks, as I've said so many times before, we can have different opinions as long as we're rooted in the same principles, and that's where we want to keep it. So when I'm talking about debate, I'm not talking about conservative debate where we actually eradicate the pith and marrow of the Constitution. That's not what I'm talking about. So we'll stick it there. We'll stay there. And when we get a couple callers to exemplify that point, then I'll say this is what I'm talking about right here. We're all going down the same road. We're all in this together. And if we could think that way, boy, oh boy, could we change things in a day or what?
Maybe even less than a day.
Folks, one more heads up, too. If you want to go to my Facebook, it's bradleydean.com, BRADLEE.com. That's on my Facebook. And I kind of look like a skinny version of Elvis Presley.
Ooh.
But I got long hair.
Longer hair. Yeah. Yeah. But you were.
Like a Nazarene. Or Nazarene.
That's right.
Yeah.
Just reading about the Lord's brother last night in the Fox's Book of Martyrs. He was a Nazarene as well.
Yeah, you notice
cut his hair.
Every once in a while I get somebody mad at me and say, oh, did you forget about the long hair thing? And I'll say, well, did you forget to read Scripture? Because it says there is no such custom.
Yes.
That's Samson, I'll tell you what. Jesus, you know, and the disciples.
Yeah, and the Nazarenes. Nazarene.
Yeah. You see how that works?
There's a whole bunch of those Nazarene guys.
And what was the tradition of the Nazarenes? Not to cut
to put a blade to your hair?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But all the nerds today in America, they say it's a shame to them.
That's right.
I think they're just jealous because 99% of those that say it's a shame are going bald.
Are they bald-headed?
They are bald.
Could that be the spiritual reason as to why they don't like long hair?
They're jealous.
That's right.
They're jealous. We got Larry from Los Angeles. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, sir.
Yeah, before you can, I think, use the Constitution to get that freedom back, you're going to have to get rid of 13 and 14, Amendment 13 and 14. 13, you know, no indentured servitude unless you've been duly convicted of a crime. Well, right there, all you got to do is make everything illegal, and you'll get everybody convicted. So how about just no indentured servitude, period? And then 14 actually makes you convicted of some kind of a crime just for being born because you're subject to the jurisdiction. Why should you be subject to any jurisdiction just because you were born if you have not committed a crime?
No, I appreciate what you're bringing up. You brought up 2 points, so let me go to the 13th first. There's also something that you left out of this because the debate has been going as long as the day is old. To the tyrant leader, Mr. Abraham Lincoln, when I say tyrannical, from using his federal office, he used tyrannical powers. He was the first one to come up with an executive order where he just rammed the ball down the throat of the American people. In the 13th Amendment, you see in Section 2, actually, and this is important for folks to understand, Congress shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. They amass to themselves more power, but let me identify with why Congress was doing this in the 13th and the 14th Amendment. Because in the South, the states were not giving to each person, each individual, their freedoms guaranteed to them by, first of all, God, and acknowledged in the Declaration of Independence, and also in the Constitution and the first 10 amendments. They were not being rightfully applied to people. Now, to your comment on the 13th Amendment about no slavery, involuntary servitude, no involuntary servitude. Actually, if you look at that in context, slavery, I'm going to take a step here for a second, everybody listen to me clearly. Slavery is not a bad thing. As a matter of fact, many folks don't even realize that slavery is still here today. The borrower is slave to the lender. He's servant to the lender. Now, man-stealing is a crime. It's convictable by death, actually, in the Bible. So men that use the Bible to justify the stealing of people from Africa, bringing them here, separating wives and daughters, etc., that was an abomination, and we suffered for it. And because the South would not make that right or make that wrong right in their own society, Congress came and overruled them. God will use whatever instrument, even if, in the sense of judgment, he does it like this, outside of where the Constitution was. So, yes, the 13th Amendment does need to be looked into. I don't think we need to worry about that as much as the 14th Amendment, which does brings in Articles of Incorporation, the Incorporation Clause, where we take all the states and we put them under federal authority. That shouldn't have happened. It should have been worded much differently, but at that particular time, everything was a rat race. It was a hurry. There was an emergency because we had a war. So those are very important things to bring up, Larry. Most folks don't get past the first 10 amendments, but I think right now with America, the way that we set, if we apply our Constitution to the positions where we are today, if the states decided instead of going to the milking stool, if you will, to get from Big Brother and federal government, because every time you get a privilege, you also bring on yourself a duty to that master. You become slaves in that way. And also, too, if you listen to what George Washington said, and I think it's good to quote this, he says, though, when a people shall have become incapable of governing themselves, we're talking about morality and self-government, and fit for a master, it is of little consequence from what quarter he comes. You can have a Democratic tyrant. You can have a Republican tyrant. Yeah. If we're not fit to govern ourselves, but we're not seeing that right now. What you're seeing in America is people are saying, yes, we are fit to govern ourselves, and we are going to hold justice to the highest degree, including our attorney general's office, including somebody who was just appointed by this crook of a president to be a foreign ambassador to El Salvador, including what's happening with Alina Kagan right now and how she's being exposed at every single turn. Yeah. That's America, folks, and that's where liberty is going to stand. With or without the 13th Amendment, it depends upon your own self-government, what you apply to yourself.
Yeah, now let's just clarify this so we don't go from coast to coast in the news again for saying, you know what, Jake McMillan on the Sons of Liberty was justifying slavery. Put it into context.
Yeah.
Bring it to clarity, please, again,
exactly.
One more time for us.
Yeah, the slavery that we know in America as far as the taking, stealing, this is what it really is men stealing people, kidnapping them, and bringing them over and forcing them to be a slave, that is not biblical slavery. And every man that justifies by using scripture, even as Obama said, should we follow what it says in Leviticus about slavery? Well, buddy, you need to look in what slavery is.
As he's making slaves.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Creating slaves with his own tyrannical power.
Yeah.
But it's all in the eye of the beholder. That type of slavery, where because a man was black, he was a slave, and he was somebody's property, that's an abomination. And it's punishable by death in the Bible, too, by the way. When you steal men, when you rape, that's punishable by death in the Bible, too.
Yeah.
And that was what was happening in that type of slavery. That is an abomination, and hence we had a civil war in our country because the South would not deal with their issues. No matter how biblical they were, no matter how many churches they had, because they had plenty of them, that got dealt with really quick. Now, slavery I'm talking to on a separate side is, for example, if a man steals from you, he is to restore fourfold, the Bible says, if he's caught with that thing which he theft. Now, what's going to teach a criminal a better lesson? And this is just a topic for debate because this is how it used to happen. If you made him, he stole your car, he had to pay fourfold, and if he couldn't, he turned into your slave until he paid off his debt. Right. Just like when you use your credit card, got news for you, folks. You're a slave. They want you living in your house. They want you working and doing whatever you want to do because they want you to spend more money. But you're still a slave. You owe that debt, and so would a criminal. Now, is it good in society? Is this reconciliation or is this redemptive in our society? When we take a criminal, steals a car, throw him in prison, support him with our taxes, knowing full well the guy, when he gets back out, he's not going to go give you back your keep. So the taxpayer has to pay you back in restitution. The taxpayer has to pay for his parole officer. The taxpayer has to pay. That's not redemptive. Yeah, it's not teaching the criminal anything.
Square's the deal. His new gym, his new carpet, his television set, his entertainment in prison.
And all he's got to do is steal something.
Why would he be afraid to go there?
Exactly. Yeah. This would be great. So he's rewarded. There's no punishment anymore. Whereas if somebody was said that they had to be a slave, or they had to restore fourfold, or they were indentured servant until they did it, that's biblical and that's redemptive. Because what that does is that teaches that man never, ever, 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 ever do it, first of all. And if he does happen to do it out of his own stupidity, he's going to learn never, ever, ever, ever do that again.
That's right.
Because if he's convicted then twice, then we know this man didn't learn his lesson. He's a menace to society. He's cut off.
That's right. Well, wasn't the purpose of government to be established in the first place is to restrain men from violating God's laws?
That's right.
Sin, quote, unquote.
Yep. So you remove the God from there, and this is what happened again when government started to take
now,
all
well,
the
now
control.
They're trying to get rid of God, and they're trying to play God.
So
that's
then
tyranny. That's
the
definition
laws.
Of tyranny. That's right.
And that's what the Supreme Court has done, too, with many of its rulings that it's ruled. Well, we'll determine if this is constitutional. No, I'm sorry, don't do that. The referee doesn't determine if the rule book is okay, and he can toss out a few. No, the ref was simply hired, and that's why Hamilton said our judicial branch is the least likely to be able to get out of control and to become tyrannical. Unfortunately, because people didn't know their constitution, that's what's happening now today. But, folks, it's up to God. He is the author of law. He's the author of our liberties. That law is there to protect our liberties. And we got to follow his rules first and foremost. Otherwise, like George Washington said, your master will come if you can't rule yourself. And it doesn't matter where he comes from. It doesn't matter if he's a liberal taskmaster or if he's a conservative or a fiscally conservative master. You're going to get what you got. But again, as we said before, that's not what's happening in America right now. And I thank God for the liberty that we have been given. And I thank God for the Constitution, the document, where we can hold these men's feet to the fire.
Well, these high offices should be held in high scrutiny anyways.
Yes, they
should. Every one of them.
All the time.
Yeah.
That's why there's checks and balances. This is another thing, too. Alina Kagan, well, first of all, you got Eric Holder protecting Alina Kagan. Two departments. You got the executive branch of our government, and you got the judicial branch coming in and starting to be friends. They're not supposed to. They're they're conflict and check and balance each other, not protect each other.
Sounds like FDR a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe I'll stack the courts or something like that.
People.
Folks, again, when we come back, I'm going to tell you a little bit of a story on George Washington, and the divinity in the hand of God is pretty extraordinary. Again, talking about the father of our country, Mr. George Washington. You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. We'll be right back after this break. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas sun dehydrating and preparedness kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Again, folks, this is your show, 1-877-807-9977, 1-877-807-9977. Now, here's the story of Mr. Washington, pretty awesome and divine. During the French and Indian War, occurring nearly 20 years before the American Revolution, 23-year-old George Washington and 1,300 British American troops walked right into an ambush. After 2 hours of battle, 714 of the 1,300 British and American troops had been shot down. Only 30 of the French and Indians had been shot. Of the 86 British American officers in the battle, George Washington was the only one left on his horse. When he had taken off his jacket, there were 4 bullet holes in his jacket, yet not a single bullet has touched him. On top of that, several horses had been shot from under him, but he had not been harmed. He told his family, "By the all-powerful dispensations of Providence, I have been protected beyond all human probability or expectation." How do you reconcile that with modern history, folks?
Oh, George, you were confused. God wasn't there.
Yeah, he was a deist, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, God's there, but he just doesn't interfere with the words of men, you know.
Yeah, the bullet holes, that's a coincidence. All right, George, you were just misled.
Jake, I mean, isn't that what you do? You have 4 kids, and I mean, they're born, you just kind of let them run around like a bunch of barn cats, right?
That's right, yeah. I mean, you know, come when you want some food sometime. Totally. I promise you I'll give you.
That's exactly right. Hit or miss.
Yeah, you know.
That's what George knew about who we were as a people.
Yeah, that's how this all just fell into, you know.
Here's the interesting point. 15 years later, an old Indian chief told George Washington that he personally shot at Washington 17 different times, yet without effect. Believing Washington to be under, listen to what the foreigner said to him, folks, to be under the care of the Great Spirit, he ordered his men to stop firing at Washington. He told George Washington,
I have traveled a long and a weary path that I might see the young warrior of the great battle. I am come to pay homage to the man who is the particular favorite of heaven and who never can die in battle. We have foreigners. We have foreigners telling our general, the Great Spirit, but they knew of heaven. They could identify the God of heaven, but yet modern theology, they just can't figure it out. Jake, why don't you go ahead and expound on our little venture to the college that we did a while back?
Yeah,
go ahead and share.
We went to a college university and taught in the poli-sci class they had, and we were supposed to talk about Christianity and how it's applicable to our government and et cetera. So we're there doing it. Bradley's sharing his. We do a PowerPoint presentation laid out A to Z, just like stuff that you're reading right now, the divinity of God's hand in our foundation of our country. And then the Christian, well, I should say lack of Christian, the calling herself a Christian.
We need to be careful. We got our semantics. We could have confused some people. And, you know, I mean, not everybody's a sheep. Some people are goats, even with lipstick on like me.
Now, folks, that's not too far off from what really happened that day.
So offensive. The Christian was upset that we were...
No. Hey, let's get this there.
Yeah,
here again,
professing
the lack of Christianity. What have we found, Jake? Let's be transparent here,
yes,
shall we?
Yes,
for real.
Yes.
What have we found to be the obstacles to the purpose and the promulgating of the gospel of Jesus Christ throughout this country without fail? Who is it?
Those who claim the name of Christ.
That's right. You expect what you expect from the left, mm-hmm. but you don't expect it from those that profess. But yet when we look at the scriptures, we can see it was the religious professors of the day that crucified Christ.
Yeah.
And it's still alive today.
Oh, gosh.
Now, go ahead and finish that story, because that's exactly what happened. We're up in the front. All of a sudden, my bowels started to become a flame of fire. That word dropped on me, and it's like, lady, at this point, I'm going to pull you out in front of everybody.
Yep, she did
it. It's time for you to shut the hole. Zip it, Zippy, okay? Because she had no idea what she was saying.
Yep.
She had no idea of her history.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't know it,
mm-hmm.
right? She was the first one there to defend those that are in their sins. And I'll tell you why. Because she herself is yet still in her sins.
That's
now,
right.
I say that because of her ignorance and her blindness mm-hmm. to the issues that were at hand. But what happened right after she said that, Jake?
Then, well, actually, the couple of people that agreed with her were obviously not...
We had one homosexual
right
kid.
That's
we
right.
got into it
immoral.
With him for a minute. Yep, he hates.
Yep.
He hates the Constitution.
He's agreeing with the
yep,
professing
Christian.
Yep,
he hates our history too. Yep.
And there's a couple other people, but the thing is at least with the homosexual kid and some of the other people, you just shoot one question back at their question,
yep.
and they're stumped and they're like, "Whoa, dude, you're probably right." I guess.
I said to the homosexual kid, "I said, do you want to go there?"
Mm-hmm.
And his face turns red, and that's it. That was the end of the conversation because he knew what we were telling him was true.
That's right.
Yep.
And he wanted somebody to believe.
That's right. That's
so that
all
he could believe.
That's, folks, that's the point. And I don't mean to come off in a way that I'm not bringing that across. Folks, that's the whole point. America is looking for Christians who believe Christ.
Amen.
It's that simple. And the way that happens is when you're tried by the fire. You have to be tried by the fire.
Yeah.
Anybody that believes in anything is tried by their fire.
That's right.
You know? And it's like, shouldn't Christians do the same thing? You know, persecution to a Christian today, oh, it's the devil, it's the devil.
Mm-hmm.
No. You that even desire to live godly shall be persecuted for what? Righteousness' sake.
Mm-hmm.
So we stand for Christ. We expect the afflictions as they are appointed unto us, as Scripture yeah. tells us. But most people don't want to be tried because I'll tell you why. Because they don't even know the word.
Yeah.
They don't even know the Christ that they say, oh, we love you, Jesus. We love
right.
you, Jesus. Oh, we just love you until someone opposes us. And then we tuck tail and run the
and
other
that's,
way.
That's not Jesus.
Yeah, that's a lack of Christianity.
I mean, to your point, don't you just love it when you're watching Issa grill Eric Holder?
Yes.
Just get him because
yeah,
you know
right.
that it's right.
Yep.
And this man is willing to stand up and say, no, I'm not going to relinquish my hold on you right now of justice.
Yeah.
I'm going in for it.
Yeah, you notice how no one ever does that to the president? Because he doesn't want people around him.
Keep himself behind.
All the reporters that are there day after day are appointed by guess who?
Yeah.
It's the fox and the chicken coop.
Mm-hmm.
That's why real questions aren't being asked.
We'll take your questions.
Jake, so let's go back to the classroom.
To go into the classroom, then finally, this gentleman who's a Muslim raises his hand and says, I know this is a Christian nation, and that's why I'm here.
Yes.
And our, you know, Christian, professing Christian gal in the front seat kind of slumps down and turns red, because what is she going to say? She's a Christian denying the heritage of her own country.
She started to stink like meat and cheese in front of everybody.
It was boiling over this.
And I looked at her and
fumes.
I said, she's a liar. Don't believe her.
She
said, I didn't have to, because this Muslim young, he was a very cool kid. He was a moderate Muslim.
Yep.
I don't think he wanted to kill me.
No.
He didn't call me infidel.
No.
Okay. Anyways, he looked at us and he was a he was a great kid.
Yep.
He knew more history than any American in that room, folks.
And not denying.
Shame on you.
Knowing full well, not asking for special privileges. He said, I came here because it is a Christian nation.
That's right.
And he said, I had a conversation with my friend. Would I prefer to live in a nation without morality or any type of religion, or a Christian nation? He said, I'd choose a Christian nation every time. And also to that, like we have posted on Facebook, Netanyahu knows where the power is in society and liberty comes from, as he's thanking the American Christian Church and wishing them a Merry Christmas.
Irregardless if he holds that part
from.
Or not. That's right.
Right.
He knows how to appeal to the people.
It.
That's right. Interesting too, Jake. Now, when we go to Washington, D.C., speaking of foreigners, let's go to that branch for a second. Yeah. Isn't it interesting we've seen foreigners from all over the world? We've been there several times.
Yeah.
I love Washington, D.C. I really do. I love the history. And the lay of the land, by the way. But isn't it interesting that we have foreigners from all over the world that come to Washington, D.C. because they want to know, what is the element of our greatness?
Sure.
Hey, where's that Alexis de Tocqueville quote? Can you guys throw that up for me really quick?
Oh, that was fun in there. Yeah.
Folks, if we weren't the greatest nation in the world, and we weren't subservient and sons and daughters of the Most High God of Moses and Jesus Christ, then let me ask you something. If foreigners and their gods were real and they were God, then let me ask you the question. Let me put the question to you and put the question to your friends that are foreigners. Then why did you come here?
Mm-hmm.
Because you know this is the freest nation in the world. We are called the light of the world for that very purpose. We are a Christian nation. And that is who gave us the light that we walk in. Jesus Christ. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me, he said. But he also said that he was the light of men. Why do they call us the light of the world? Who's the author of this Constitution through 55 signers of the Constitution who were members of Orthodox Christian churches? Oh, and by the way, many were even evangelical Christians.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they come here, folks? And why do they know more history than most Americans do? Listen to Alexis de Tocqueville, who was a foreigner. He said, I sought for the greatness and genius of America in her commodious harbors and her ample rivers, and it was not there. In her fertile fields and boundless forests, and it was not there. In her rich mines and her vast world commerce, and he said, it wasn't there. In her Democratic Congress and her matchless Constitution, he said, it was not there. Not until I went into the churches of America and heard the pulpits flame with righteousness did I understand the secret of her genius and power. America is great because she is good, and if America ever ceases to be good, she will cease to be great. Forget it not.
Mm-hmm.
What makes us great? Our God does. That's what's so awesome. My father, he's God to the world, but he's daddy to me. He's Abba to me, folks. He's not Abba to a slave.
Mm-hmm.
To he's in bondage. Although he desires to set men free through his son, Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
To whom the son sets free is.
Free indeed.
And we are the freest nation in the world. And why is that?
That's right.
Yeah. There's just some guys in at this administration that just want to see if they can be, you know, usurp the throne of the one that the government sits upon his shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
They're jealous of my captain,
yep.
The captain of my salvation, his name is Jesus Christ.
Yep. They got their father, too, and they're following
directives. Oh, they are. And I'll tell you what Scripture says about that is that he will disannul the covenant of hell.
Amen.
And though they go hand in hand, they shall not go unpunished. And by the way, if that not be true, why don't you ask any tyrant that has been dealt with if that is not true?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. God will have the last laugh as he sits in the heavens and has them in great derision as he rebukes kings for his anointed sake. Wow. Man, is this Psalm 2 coming alive right now?
Yes.
But anyways, point made. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more about our heritage. You got Bradley and Jake. If you'd like to call in, Last Fleece, 1-877-807-9977.
The
My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Is it proper English to say egg yolks are white or egg yolks is white?
Egg yolks are white. Egg yolks.
You are making this fun, Luann.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Wow. 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 You know why I'm saying wow? It's the last segment already, folks.
But don't worry, you can listen to us 24 hours a day, folks.
This used to be virtually in every textbook in public schools in this country. George Washington's farewell address.
Oh, yes.
It was one of the most significant things taught in American schools, so much so that it was its own separate textbook. You guys see that in public schools today? In his address, he told America what brought us our success and warned us what would be done to, what must be done to continue it. Mm-hmm. And now it's almost been completely disappeared in public schools today. It's recently has shown up in college textbooks, minus the four warnings Washington gave that he has to do directly with divine providence. Isn't that interesting?
Always.
Someone's at war against God, folks. It's a bad place to put yourself, America. Listen to what George Washington said. This was what was missing from their textbooks. Of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. In vain would that man claim the tribute of patriotism who should labor to subvert these great pillars. And what is government doing today? They're doing their best to subvert the pillars. But just keep in mind, if you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, those pillars will fall on you. Better for you to fall upon the rock than the rock to fall upon you. I say that to those that intend to subvert our pillars.
Yeah, they pretend like they're sitting in a boat and they're punching holes in it because they're going to drown everybody else.
Yeah.
And they think that they're not in that boat, and they're not going to drown, too.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
they think they have some special life vests or something like that.
Yeah.
I think what the best thing to do in a situation like that is to grab those people and throw them out of the boat. Wouldn't that only make sense?
Bruce Ismay is the creator of the Titanic. He created that boat, and what he forgot to do is add lifeboats at the end of the day for the Titanic.
That's right.
Somebody made the mistake of saying God couldn't even sink this ship.
Yeah, what do you need a lifeboat for, right?
And it was the wrong thing to say at the wrong time because a lot of people died in the Titanic. But isn't it interesting, Bruce Ismay didn't. He got on one of the boats that was there to protect life. Well, he forgot to count everybody else in.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds much like a politician. By the way, he lived the rest of his days in shame.
Yeah, he must have lived dead. There was no point in him even living.
People were saying, why did you live?
Mm-hmm.
Why did you make it through?
Yep.
Oh, because he was looking out for himself. That's why. He had, I think, was less than half the boats that were needed to basically save the lives of the rest of the passengers on the Titanic.
Like too cluttery on the decks.
Yeah, good point.
Can't have a lot of those boats.
Yeah, it's foolish, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
They think that they're destroying a people when, in fact, they're destroying themselves at life.
That's right.
And by the way, when you're under that kind of a covering, per se, I can tell you what it is if you read Deuteronomy 28 and Leviticus 26. You're under the judgments of God. When you have a people, and by the way, it's also communism, because what communists do is they use people on the left to destroy the people on the right, and then at length, when the communists are in power, they destroy the left that were used to destroy the right.
Mm.
That's perfect judgment. Folks, that's what God does in judgment. And if you think I'm way off base here, you might want to read Scripture, because that's exactly how he brings forth righteousness. If you look in Scripture, the Lord called Nebuchadnezzar, who judged Israel, his servant. And what was this? What was he a servant for? For purposing God's judgments through a nation that wouldn't listen to him any longer. And guess what you're seeing today? Just exactly that. It's also interesting in America today that we have in Deuteronomy 28, you have 14 blessings. The church in America just loves to talk about the blessedness of the Lord. But see, they forgot about the 55 curses that if you do not obey, this is what I'm going to do to you. When you read the curses in specificity, folks, pretty scary stuff. Because that's where we are today. We need to turn back to the God of heaven, and that is how righteousness is wrought, and it will be wrought no other way. And so anyways, in saying that, I just thought it was important for people to understand we are under the judgments of God right now, but that doesn't mean we're lost.
Mm-hmm.
If you read the book of Judges 6, he kept foreign nations around the children of Israel, the up-and-coming generation, to see if they would keep the commandments of the Lord or no. And that's not legalism, folks. That's love,
mm-hmm.
and forget it not.
And that's chastisement, ultimately. You don't chasten your kid because you hate him. You chasten him to make him better. And so Christ would do the same thing. But here in this particular situation, we eat what we put into our mouths, per se. What we've allowed is what we're getting back to us.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like it's impossible to have good leaders. We merely have to go to the elections and vote them in.
Well, before that, though, you need to first be born of the Spirit. Secondly, you also have to be good and virtuous,
mm-hmm.
because what happens is iniquity breeds itself because there's no good men to stand up against it any longer.
That's right.
And the way you win your country, I mean, look what's going on in the country today. You're seeing an administration do what it wants without consequence, and you have 303 million people sitting back watching the Joker in office do what he wants. And what the 303 million people are doing, they have the audacity to complain about what they tolerate in the office.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think if 303 million people said no to this, but you can get 27,000 people to a football game, or you can get 15,000 people to a baseball game on any given day?
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine if you could do that for one day around the White House and dealing with corruption? You could change your country in a day.
Yep.
You know, you got the churches there praying that the Lord does something about what? You know, they're praying peace for their leaders.
Yeah.
They're not praying justice.
Yeah.
They're praying peace, and they're praying, oh, Lord, please forgive these men, when in fact you're just as guilty for allowing them to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it lays. That's how we're going to stand before God on Judgment Day, folks. We're not going to get one over on the Lord and say, well, Lord, you know, they did this and they did that. And the Lord's going to look at you and say, well, what did I create you for?
That's right.
Why did you let them do that?
Mm-hmm.
Did you not care enough about the generations that were coming up?
Uh-huh.
And that's what we're up against. Yep. Folks, if you have never heard of Oliver Cromwell, who was the protector of Ireland, England, and Scotland, he said, Christ, not man, is king. I'll tell you what, you want to understand a prophet in the 1600s, that is a perfect example of what a Gideon is to our history. I mean, wow, did God use that man to turn a country. And by the way, Charles, the king of the day, he was the one that was corrupt. There was a civil war, and the righteous stood up, and they dealt with that king through Oliver Cromwell.
And every one of our founders studied what happened during that time, because after that finally happened, there was the Bloodless Revolution, and they studied how these men did this, Puritans.
Explain, though, Jake, how the king of the day laughed at Parliament when they brought him to the judgment seat. He said, I will not answer you. Mm-hmm. And then what happened is when the speaker said to him, sir, you will answer, you will answer, he didn't answer. The king thought he was still playing games with people that were tolerating his crimes against them.
He thought
in
he
that
had
nation.
Enough of them bought off.
That's right. Yeah. That's right, especially in Parliament. Mm-hmm. And then what happened is they brought sentence forth and they took his head off and they basically said, they went back out there, stood in front of the king and said, you will die by the severing of the head from the body. You should have seen the face of the king at that point. Oh, my gosh. Then he wanted to talk after the fact, folks, but it was too late. Now, let me ask you, what is the legacy that your fathers and your forefathers have left you? The same thing. We're not going to tolerate this.
That's right.
They sent forth olive branch after olive branch after olive branch, only to be spit on, or as you said earlier, Jake, only for them, the corrupting government, to give you the finger. That's exactly what's going on, folks. You have them working against we the people. That's exactly it. And we can change that in a day if we can do this together, according to law, lawfully, constitutionally, and that's how we're going to win the day.
Yep.
We're not going to win it any other way, folks.
We have those parameters laid out right before us every single time. And that is the grace of God, that he gave us what we have right now. If a man is going into his house and he's really hungry and there's food in the cupboard, and he complains, sitting at his table, he complains about how hungry he is, when you walk into the room, what you would say to him is, well, go into the cupboard and get food and eat. It's the same thing with us. All we need to do is act and continue to act.
That's right.
We might have to put down some of our pet things.
Consistently.
Exactly,
yes.
Consistently.
Yes.
Like our ice fishing, or I just thought about for a second. It's just a snapshot.
Here when we go again, folks.
When you see these sports arenas and these sports zones, you know how much money is pumped into there, how much people time is put. There is literally, for example, ESPN and these media outlets that spend 24 hours a day talking about this. Now change that and put something in its place that really matters. You have a new country instantaneously.
Well, let me ask all you sports freaks out there, and you hunters and you ice fishers and so on and so forth. Can you remember what happened at the last game? I mean, the Bible says man needs to be told things twice. He needs to be told things twice. Abraham, Abraham, Isaac, Isaac, Jacob, Jacob, right? Samuel, Samuel. Moses, Moses. I'm asking the question.
Who was the MVP in 1995?
That's right. And you know what the bottom line is? Who cares?
Yeah. And if you do know, then there's your problem right there. If you took the time to memorize.
You ever notice sports heroes of today? Mm-hmm. Nobody cares about them tomorrow.
Yeah. Who's the next?
That's exactly right. They spit them out.
Yep.
The system is cruel.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, I know because I was one of them.
Spit you out, man.
Folks, we're going to get back to you tomorrow. We're going to talk about some more of this foundational stuff. It's great stuff. You don't know where you're going to until you know where you first came from, folks. You got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. We love you by what we do. God bless you in your efforts in truth. And we will talk at you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, we are the sons.